from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The next provincial election doesn't have to be called by the Conservatives until June 2026. But the New Democrats aren't taking any chances in case it's called sooner. Late last month, the NDP Riding Association in Temiskaming-Cochrane nominated John Van Hoff to run for re-election. And this week, the Meshkegwak James Bay New Democrats did the same with Guy Bourgoin. He says it's not a matter of if, but when there's an election, with Premier Ford wanting to go ahead of a federal one.
Absolutely. Just look at all the announcements he's doing in the South. He's campaigning. He's setting us up probably for a spring election, if not sooner. So we have to be ready also. When the writ drops, you got to be ready to run.
If reelected, it would be Bourgoin's third term at Queen's Park. Enrollment in the basic constable training program at the Ontario Police College is being increased. Starting next year, the province says the program will welcome an additional 80 recruits a year, with priority given to small, medium-sized, and First Nations police services. The province says the expanded enrollment will bring the number of officers trained annually to 2,080. Last year, the Ford government eliminated tuition for the program, which all recruits in Ontario must complete to become a police officer. The College Employer Council says it has entered conciliation with the union representing 15,000 full-time and partial-load college professors, instructors, librarians, and counselors. This ahead of strike votes being held next week for OPSU members at colleges across Ontario. Bargaining between the two sides has been ongoing since mid-July. The employer says the union is making over 200 demands, while OPSU contends the colleges are seeking 30 concessions. Both sides say they're looking to modernize how workload is assigned to teachers. And the Insurance Bureau of Canada says flooding in southern Ontario in July and August caused more than $1 billion in insured losses. Bureau Vice President Amanda Dean calls the damage unprecedented. The Bureau notes this past summer has been the most destructive on record. So far this year, insured losses have topped $7.7 billion, about 10 times the average between 2001 and 2010.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.